Hey, how you doing there? This is Dr. Hitchcock, and on the line we've got Benji from Muso Records, Auckland-based record label. How you doing, sir?
We're doing fine, sir. What we're doing today is basically me and May from the lovely band Cat Venom. We're just putting together 12-inch vinyl covers, so if anyone thinks that we're not sticking to that DIY ethic, then they're very, very wrong if they were to take a little photograph of what we're doing right now.
Where do you get your vinyl press these days?
Well, at the minute we go through Peter King, who does Geraldine Vinyl. The stuff's really collectible. I know a lot of people sometimes might complain about, oh, how long is it going to last? And with modern technology, Bennett, basically, you know, we allow, you know, we have download codes and stuff like that. But the stuff's really collectible, you know. Like, you take a long list of what's appeared on Geraldine Vinyl. There's been Beastie Boys bootlegs, and, you know, the Dead Sea have done stuff in the past, you know. Stephen Malcolmus from Pavement's always raving on about Geraldine Vinyl. And, you know, the fact is that we can do such a limited run. It's more, you know, in a business sense, financially viable. And they just look real lovely, you know. They're just really nice, transparent, you know. And any band that sees, you know, their hard work put onto vinyl, you know, it's just, you know, fantastic. It's so rewarding for them, you know. Everyone can put stuff onto CD, you know, in this day and age, but, you know, to have your stuff put out on, you know, vinyl, a particular type of vinyl like that, you know, it's really rewarding. So
you're in the process of getting some vinyl cut for some of the artists on Muso Records, and vinyl is a very traditional or old school thing for a label to be doing, but in this day and age, you know, with digital downloads and all that kind of stuff, what is Muso doing, or what does it offer its artists that it signs?
I guess that's always been the stumbling block for me to explain, you know, because I know a lot of artists might be out there going, we don't need a record label, we can do everything ourselves. But, you know, and you're looking at, like, a couple of us that are working on the label. Like, I myself have a background in publicity, so thankfully I know the tactile way to approach the media and stuff like that. And, you know, the sad thing is, most of the time, you know, the media will get behind a band that has got a record label behind them, because it has that connotation of they must be successful because they've got financial backers and stuff like that. And, you know, we do offer that kind of, you know, we do offer financial assistance. You know, we do offer doing marketing. We do offer, you know, helping publicize bands and stuff like that. But generally, man, I think what kind of makes most of the bands on the label feel appreciated is like the family kind of values and stuff like that, you know. For the most part, we're all, you know, helping each other out. Again, you know, I'm sat here at, what, you know, 20 to 7 at night cutting out, you know, 10-inch vinyl covers, you know, gluing them together. You know, how many label bosses can actually turn around and say that they do that for their artists, you know? How many label bosses will turn around and say that, you know, they actively sit down and, you know, even, you know, because we've got a young roster, sit down and talk to them of what ambitions they want, you know, if these 16 and 17 year olds that are in bands, you know, instead of like, yeah, you know, we'll put out 4 EPs and you'll be fine, you know, it's sitting down and tailoring that kind of stuff and, you know, leading them through the process. So God forbid if they do leave the label, you know, they've got a bit of mounts behind them, they understand how things work, you know. It's for me, with the label, you know, it's 50% talent, Bennett, and it's 50% attitude. And I think it's our attitude that kind of, you know, shines through and what appeals, you know, basically what is appealing for us as a label to other people and bands.
And the latest band or musician from Muso Records to be releasing an EP or a song is The Postures, and they're starting on a tour tonight.
Yeah, no, that's right. You know, we've The Postures have been one of our latest signings. We've signed one more band after that called Idiot Prayer. They're a Dunedin band, but you're quite right. The latest thing that we're releasing is by The Postures. It's their first official release through the label. I know that sounds confusing because they had an EP, but they actually recorded that EP before us. So this has been basically the watershed moment where it's, here's a track or three in this example that we've recorded since we've signed to the label. And for us, that's like, cool, that's your official first release. And yeah, that's a split with God Bless to Matt, who are one of the elder statesmen of the label, some would say. We're really excited about that, and the song's really great. The strain's been getting a decent amount of radio play, and I'm really excited about it.
And the video for The Strain came out this week.
Yeah, now that was a sneaky one. Now that's a guy called Brian Hainsworth. He's done all the Tommy Ill videos, Krakow 5, stuff like that. They snuck the whole thing on me, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie, I've said to other people we knew about it, but between you and me and like the listeners of Starlift the Radio, I only found out about it an hour before we actually put it online. We just went viral with it, and hopefully we have to get into radio, television stations, sorry. I'm really impressed with the video. The whole concept behind it is, a performative piece to messed up Sega Genesis graphics. Just looks really cool. I'm really proud of those guys as well, that they've done it. I think it's kind of set the benchmark now for other bands on the label to get their act together and do videos. The only real last video that we did a tour video for God Bless to Mac, which was pretty cool, but before then we just had Bandicoot, and that's been the last proper video that we sent out. So
what unique attribute do the Postures bring to Musei Records?
I know people might think, oh, it's just another noisy band, but there's definitely a lot more depth than that. They're not one of these bands that are completely, awash with, overdrive and fuzziness, and, the words angular always get thrown out of there, there's always a buzzword out there. But I think what they bring is they're a lot more concerned about the dynamics and the spaces that they can craft throughout their music. I know Michael Havel, who I think you could classify him as the de facto frontman of the group, and basically he started off doing free noise and stuff like that, and then he met up with Jeremy, the other guitarist from the band, and finally the drummer, another Michael, and they basically kind of sculpted these free noise kind of jams into what you'd probably consider as, not radio friendly as such, but that melodic little pieces. They bring a great amount of maturity as well to the label. I'm really, really stoked to be working with them. They've got possibly one of the best work ethics in terms of, bands that we've got. That's not a diss to any of the other bands as well, but, they sit down, they nut out, they're logical, not only with their music, but, with how they want to approach things as well. They're just bloody good, Bennett. I listened to that first EP when we just wanted to distribute it, and they were a band that I had to work with. I really had to work with, and they've just been an absolute pleasure to deal with. They're not just a band on the label. They're good friends of mine. I think I found in them as well. Kindred spirits is probably a bit too far to say, but. They bring a lot to the table sonically, work-wise, and in terms of personal relationships. They're just a great bunch of guys. What more could you ask for?
Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today, Benji. It's real interesting to hear what you guys have been up to with the Postures and Musei Records, and hopefully we'll hear heaps more from you in the future.
Fingers crossed, man. It's rule, we're trying to survive. That's the golden rule that we're doing. We're just trying to survive for the minute.